Okay, first case, please.
The first case under old business is case 11695, Gerald W. Hocker, trustee, and Emily W. Hocker, trustee.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll open up the meeting for any further discussions or any further input. We'll start with, Mr. Moose. Do you have any?
From our last discussion, the biggest concern was the height. Went back and looked at the height. I do see where part of the reason that they need, at least I think they need the billboard to be at the height that they're asking is because they have a, I forget what you call it, an apron, they refer to it as, but it's, you know, it's like a catwalk, yeah. Thank you. Catwalk that underneath the sign. That in the, you know, they're concerned about the clearance of large vehicles accessing that property right there on the corner. Mm-hmm. And they've had issues before, be it trucks, combines, or whatever. So. I think we were all in agreement on the other requests.
I believe Mr. Mills has described it correctly, and it has been an existing billboard for some time there. And if you look under tab 6, there is a difference, or there's a photograph there of the difference in the height, which to me seems very minimal. I know the area, I know it's a busy intersection, and there are all types of commercial equipment on the road there, as well as agricultural equipment that comes in now there also. I personally don't see a problem with it.
If I may interject something else, another concern, that billboard serves primarily Route 20, or partially Route 26, with one of its facings, and a larger vehicle in the parking lot would tend to block that billboard from time to time, you know, if it was sitting more in the foreground than back at the sign. So that was also a concern of the applicant.
But the height is, but how long the billboard has been there that long, but that height now is a problem. But, you know, I don't.
Well, they're replacing it.
We addressed, these had been before with it. But.
Well,
I check the record. I'm sorry.
How high was the other? Turn the ground up.
I'm not certain without going back and looking. But this one does have an additional 3 feet
down from the
bottom. On the bottom.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's the same height as the other one either.
It couldn't have been over 25 feet, is that right?
It was 10 feet before, I think. Were they asking for a 12-foot billboard?
Well, the proposed billboard would be 31 feet tall.
Right.
So that's what it would end up being.
Yeah, the new one would have a 10-foot face too, but it would have the additional 3 feet underneath of it.
Well, gentlemen, the way I feel about it, I feel that I feel that they've had variances. They had a variance to put this billboard up in 2000. I went back and looked at that. I believe it was 2000. They had variances there to accommodate that. It's been there since 2000. It seemed to be sufficient enough for them today, then, all the way up to 2015. That's quite a few years. I don't see a reason why that they need five more, even with the heights, five more to approve it.
Well, they need three more for the bottom of the sign that is now...
Right.
Right.
So I don't think there's a need for it. I just think they want this. I think eventually in the, I don't know, eventually maybe LED may go up there. I know that hasn't been mentioned.
Well, I don't know why they would invest this kind of money and then put an LED on there, because...
Well, I don't know. That's my opinion, John.
Mr. Rickard, it was asked at the last meeting if the applicant was planning on putting an electronic message center, and they said they were not.
Okay, that's good. But I still don't see a reason, since it's been there so many years, I just don't see a reason to do it. That's my opinion.
A reason for the height, or a reason?
A reason for any of the adjustment here at all. That's my opinion.
So in your opinion, then they should just keep the billboard there with the four poles and wood poles?
That's it.
And one of the reasons they want to raise it on a monopole is because nothing will hit the poles sitting out close to the road. So they're trying to make it a safer issue.
When did they ever hit them? Tell me a time that they've had.
I don't know that it did, but I don't remember if there was damage or they were concerned about it. But
if it's lasted from year 2000 to 2015 without having an accident the way it is now, then why?
But you can see from the pictures that it improves visibility.
Right.
That has been very busy.
What they want 31 feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, even from the telephone poles to a monopole improves the visibility greatly.
Can I just get Mr. Workman here to
On ag and commercial tractors and trucks, there's nothing to be over 13.6 going down the highway. I have no problem for the other variances. The height's the only thing I have a problem with. I don't think that the height of that, they are cleaning up like Jeff said, but the height, I don't think they need that height. Because 13.6, whatever you go down the road with, you're higher than 13.6, it's your fault.
So you do agree then that they need a variance for height?
Yeah, but I'm not in favor of the variance for the height.
Well, if you're at 13.6,
yes,
and the sign's 13 feet, that's 26 and a half feet, and the allowable height is 25.
13.6 is the height of any piece of equipment can be on that road.
And their and their billboard and their catwalk is 13 feet, so that's 26 and a half feet, not 25.
Okay. So, but you still don't need that clearance. You don't need that. You still have 13.6. You're what? What, 20 feet? Are you? You're 25 feet up in the air. You still right now.
Which puts the bottom of the billboard down at 11.5 feet, 12.
No.
12.5 feet.
Proposed billboard is 10 feet by
plus three. Plus
the
three
catwalk
for the catwalk.
It's 13 feet.
So that leaves you with 12 feet. And you're saying that farm vehicles or whatever vehicles are 13 and a half. So that comes up a foot and a half short.
I didn't understand it that way.
Well, if you look at the drawing in...
Which one?
But they're in the catwalk.
If you look at the drawing under his tab, eight.
Okay.
You're looking at a 10-foot face with a 3-foot apron. Now, the 3-foot apron doesn't, I don't know if that is, and how you interpret apron, it looks like the bottom of the billboard is actually more than 3 feet. Mm-hmm. But let's just say for this purpose that there's 13 feet. So 25 feet is the allowable height. You subtract 13 feet, that leaves 12. You just said that you need 13.6 minimum or maximum for vehicles. So that's 26 and a half feet, and there seems to be a little more here.
Well, you're looking at a different thing than I'm looking at. I'm looking 18 feet right to the top.
No. Look at the sign itself.
You look at here on the bottom of it, where it comes in up, coming up.
He's taking
the grade up, it's 18 feet.
He's taking a piece of equipment going down the highway.
That's 18 feet there.
Farm equipment.
This is drawn with the variance included, though.
Okay, you still got 18 with the, okay. With the variance included then? So you take 3 feet off of that?
We take six off.
Yeah, you take six.
3 foot for the catwalk, right?
What tab 8 is showing is the proposed billboard at 31 feet tall.
31.
You got 3 foot for the catwalk, right?
And if you look at it, if it's 31 feet tall, you have 18 feet up until you reach the catwalk.
Yes.
You got 3 feet for the catwalk.
Right.
So now you're at 21 feet, and then the billboard is 10 feet. So that gets you to 31.
Okay.
Now, if what I'm hearing from you, Mr. Workman, is that you think that please correct me if I'm wrong, but a truck that's 13.6 feet tall, you don't necessarily need to go up 31 feet for the sign to clear that.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, but what I just figured out is 18 feet, this drawing right here, you got 3 foot on that catwalk, right? You take 18 from 3 foot, it's 15 feet. Right?
Nice.
So 13.6 is the limit. So they'll never hit that.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem like those numbers add up.
Oh, still, yeah.
You'd still need a 3 foot variance from what it sounds like you're proposing.
Yes.
Because you're only taking 3 feet off.
But I'm saying, okay, to go by this, you're going by 25 foot then. Okay, I got you. What you mean now? Yes.
You need some sort of variance.
You're going to need a variance. Yeah. It'd be, I understand what you're at 25 feet.
Well,
yes.
Mr. Chairman, how do you feel about this?
I'm seeing on the height. Yeah, I'm not convinced that we need to height.
I think both John and the two here have explained it, and I'm trying to get where the...
John's right, and you're going to have a variance. They can't meet that setback, that height at 25 feet. They're going to be below the 13.6. I see where John's coming from on that. So you've got to have a variance for the height.
Right.
We got to have one.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
No, you were in agreement with that. The height variance.
You got to have it. Yeah.
Because the billboard's 13 to 25 feet.
It's going to be under 13.6.
So 13 and 14 would be 27 feet, so they need at least a 2 foot variance.
2 foot, yeah.
Jeff, it's in your area. And is that, do you feel that it is a reasonable request to, where, what's that, 16 going to, no, what is that?
17.
26
and
17. 26 and 17. Do you feel that, I feel to your...
I don't think it's an unreasonable request, and especially after what we just talked about, you know, and the monopole with the 10-foot side, the 3-foot catwalk, and then that pushes it down where he's only 12 foot off from the ground level.
Yeah, okay. Now I understand.
Do they all have catwalk?
Monopole, I would say, probably. So that,
well, they all
and I've,
normally
and I've heard testimony before where it makes it safe for the people that are installing the billboards. In the recent workshop we have, something was discussed about 35 feet was a typical average height. So I don't think that 31 feet is an unreasonable request, given that...
Well, you got to give a variance at the...
And
at the 25, so I mean,
and granted, you know, we talked about 4-lane, 2-lane, but this billboard sits quite a ways from the road itself. One of the roads that it faces and advertises on. So, I don't know. That's
in that area that are.
Oh, there are a lot.
Like several weeks, a minute.
We've approved quite a few in that area. In fact,
now that 25. I mean,
yeah, I would say there's a lot. There's a lot in that area.
Yeah, I know that way now, but when you come in, I mean, it just when you make a.
Right. I mean, we've got another one sitting waiting.
So you don't have a problem with the height?
So that sign was at 25 feet before then. It was below 13.6. And that's why people were hitting it then. But, you know.
Yeah. I never heard. Mm-hmm. But I've seen nothing where anybody hit it. There was nothing to do. Well,
you know, I don't recall for sure hearing that somebody actually hit it, or there was one that hit the pole.
Yeah.
And that's why they're going with the monopole. And then with the monopole, they need higher, you know, because of the catwalk. And because it sits so far off the road, it's not as visible as other billboards, proportionately.
I have no trouble with that now, understanding, since we talked this a little bit different. I'm fine with the variance like it is and the setback. Because I had the height because of 14.6 anyway, so I've got to get up, and they are cleaning the area up. So I have no problem with it.
Jeff, you feel that in that area there, that it's the height is appropriate for what we decided?
I believe so, yes, in my opinion.
Okay. Sure. Well, so we approved the height, that it would naturally have to include the five variances also, right, to go to monopole.
Which are I think already existing. So it's just
they have been
reapproved. Yeah,
they have been approved before.
Before,
right?
Yeah. Height was the only difference.
He just cleaning it up now, and you know, putting a monopole.
Right.
So these ones he's asking for now, he's already had.
Yeah.
The only new variance was for the height.
For the height,
right.
I can't remember if there was a minor adjustment.
There might have been a tweak, and it might have actually been getting more into conformance, but it was not anything. We were talking maybe a foot or two that might have been.
Yeah, one of the things was the current signs were 12 by 24,
right.
And this one was going to be 10 by 30s.
Right.
So I think it was going to be, the whole thing was going to be a little wider.
Yeah, but your question, yeah, the width.
So it may actually be a little closer than what had been there before to some of the things.
Yeah, the separation between those, between the dwellings at 177 feet before. I didn't find that Monday.
I believe that there was approval.
It was there.
I don't know unless they knew it came in.
I think I looked up on it. There was approval. I wish I could remember the date, but there was approval on those variances. Right, and that was in
here. Let me find it to make sure.
There's two dwellings. One's 254, one's 128.
Right.
And unless they're new dwellings, they would have had to have been approved before.
Yeah, they are. They are. I'm reading it right now, John. It's everything else has been approved, and that was in 2000. Okay.
Well,
they said they removed the two 10 by 30 billboards as a result of the road construction, and they wanted to replace them in their previous...
I don't see anything in the findings that says anything about separation distance from dwellings at that time. But
no.
There was a reference to a variance from the square footage requirements for a ground sign, which
right.
is probably the square footage of it, but there wasn't anything regarding separation distance
right.
in the 2000 findings.
Right. And they were requested at that time just for advertising for the gas pumps to get the height up and up.
Okay. I don't think based on the discussion, and it's a good thing we do this, because I think Mr. Mills has cleared up a lot of areas I was thinking about, and also Mr. Hudson has really done a job there, and you know, he lives in that area, he knows that area, so, and I think that I've changed my mind. I have no problem with the height.
Question for you all, and going back to the discussion on the height, is 31 feet you believe to be the minimum variance needed to afford relief?
Yeah, because
according to testimony presented by the, I guess, yes.
by what you see here and also what we discussed, 31 feet's going to be.
And they also, I think they also felt like, besides a safety issue, it was also a, to enable reasonable use of that particular use, the sign, and proportionately to the road that's so far away from it.
Well, what I'm looking at, John, too, is that you've convinced me that there is a need for this. It's not just a want, there's a need here.
Right.
They need for it.
But I guess, and I'm not suggesting that they were asking for one. I think part of their need was, is that, again, proportionately, you know, they have a sign. It's designed for a commercial purpose, but it's not effective if it's not proportionally high enough to be able to see from the road.
Right.
So.
They found that out when they cut it up with the catwalk and everything else. That's when it changed.
Yep.
And I wouldn't figure on that at the 25 either.
Okay.
Okay. If there's any further discussion, and not if we're ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,695. We've discussed it. The board has discussed it in length. And my opinion in the beginning was a negative opinion until we discussed it, which was good, and cleared a lot of questions up in my mind, and I think there is a need. So based on that, the special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And also the variances are have been presented to us through year 2000. There is a record of that also, so there's a uniqueness to this property, which the applicant certainly has indicated here. And also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And of course, that has been discussed also. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. He's trying to avoid, I believe, some improve the site and also avoid some future safety issues. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. There's quite a few billboards around in that area. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,695. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons previously stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And now, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,695 is approved.